Granny and Grandpa, we usually just called them, Mom always called her mother Mom, and I always called my mother Mom or Dad. And all the kids now, every one of them calls my wife Mom, every last one of them.
And let's see, your grandfather and your grandmother were your grandparents, and then your father and your mother were your
own parents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In the early days, your mother had actors with the mother and the other, and now a woman had a different job.
Midwife.
Was that the common word?
That's right.
They call her granny woman?
Some would, but mostly they'd call her the midwife. And lots of times there's women that could take care of a woman just about as good as a doctor, too.
I talked to a lady out in the West, and she said she had four children.
Mm-hmm.
Midwife delivered one right in the middle. That was the easiest birth she had.
Oh, there used to be some old ladies. There used to be an old lady live over here that was putting her a full-blooded Cherokee.
Hmm.
And she was just awful good for what we called a midwife.
And what did they call an illegitimate child?
Yeah, well, that's one, you know, that has been born out of wedlock.
Uh-huh. Have any special term?
Well, now what they do right here in our county, they support them somewhere out of the county here. We have one out here that has two children. Boy, they just keep her and her children up.
Sure.
Yes.
That's good.
Just through the county somewhere or other.
Well, I was just wondering if there's any special term for a child that's born out of wedlock.
You mean?
The book term is bastard. I wondered if that were common, or...
Well, I think the name you gave at first is mostly what they call it now. It used to be called a bastard.
Uh-huh.
More or less.
I've been places I've heard woods cold.
Yes. They sometimes call them that.
Is that common?
Yes, it was. Used to be. Never hear that anymore.
Yeah.
It's got so now that if there is one born out of wedlock, it's not near as bad as it used to be. Not near as bad.
I think in many ways we're much wiser than we used to be. We see these things and we recognize them. We can't change them.
No, that's true enough. This lady that I'm telling you about out here has two awful smart little old boys going to school. One of them is in 8th or 9th grade. Going right along, of course, now in time, that's going to make it bad about his name, you know.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of what she went by, you see.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to make it kind of bad. We have a fellow out here that's got a wife and three or four little boys, fine people. And then this very lady I'm telling you about here, one of her child, ain't no doubt in the world but what's his child, because it's just much like his children, and he don't deny it.
Yeah. Well, at least he's got enough courage to admit the thing.
Well, he doesn't deny it at all.
Does he help support it?
No,
he
doesn't.
Pretty.
The state or the county or something supports him.
Well, that's a shame. I heard in Sweden that they do things like that. They have special places for unwed mothers.